All right, let's go ahead and open up a work session on LD 710, an act to fund the Lobster Legal Defense Fund.
All right, you should all have a blue bill analysis packet for the LD 710, an act to fund the Lobster Legal Defense Fund. This bill provides one-time appropriations to support the state's lobster industry by reimbursing a statewide association of individuals engaged in commercial lobster fishing and the labor union representing individuals engaged in commercial lobster fishing in the state for legal costs incurred and paid in legal proceedings involving the regulations of the United States Department of Commerce, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, implementing the Atlantic Large Whale Take Reduction Plan. There was a proposed amendment by the sponsor as well. Essentially, the proposed amendment would instead continue the existing funding mechanism for this fund, which is through other special revenue, specifically surcharges on lobster licenses. And the proposed amendment would also extend the availability of the funds and the sunset clause from 2024 to 2030. And it would also delay the report back requirement of DMR, who they have a requirement to come back and report to the committee about the Lobster Legal Defense Fund. It would delay that 1 year from 2024 to 2025. So, in testimony in support of the bill, the committee heard from the sponsor, who discussed the six-year moratorium on the federal lobster fishery regulations. And he noted that during that moratorium, there would be a number of anticipated court cases that would be crucial to the industry. And the extension to 2030, the reason why that was proposed would be to keep those funds available until the end of that moratorium. The sponsor also noted that efforts towards gear modification and altering the ways that lobstermen fish to reduce the risk of whale entanglements have already been successful. The committee did also hear some testimony about how lobster industry also draws tourism dollars to the state. In opposition to the bill, the committee heard in testimony that the proposed amendment to continue the other special revenue funding would divert funds from the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative, and the marketing efforts of that group protect the brand reputation of the Maine lobster product and fishery. And it was also noted that reports from lobster dealers indicate that the marketing collaborative's materials were influential in retaining customers, and that there was also testimony that suggested that funds would be better spent on prevention of risk to whales than on litigation. So in testimony neither for nor against the bill, the committee heard from DMR, who noted that the bill as written with the general fund appropriation raises a question about the implications of setting the precedent of general fund dollars being used for legal work by industry associations. And in essence, there would be state dollars used for work that the state doesn't have oversight over. DMR also noted that they strongly support the marketing collaborative, but they continue to have those reservations about the general fund appropriation. And that ultimately the preference would be for the diversion of the other special revenue. There was also some written testimony that suggested that the 2022 kind of showed that the industry short-term survival requires stable pricing of lobster, and that the marketing efforts help kind of keep pace with that, and that the Maine Lobstermen's Association, their legal strategies evolve, and the Legal Defense Fund only offers reimbursement for a relatively narrow scope of legal work and entities that can receive that reimbursement. And both entities outlined in statute have been partnering with other organizations on legal defense funding, and those partner organizations don't fit the statute's terms of eligibility for reimbursement. So there are a couple of things that I'd like to bring to the committee's attention, specifically with regard to these like repeal dates and the extension of the availability of funds. So the proposed amendment would extend the availability of the funding and in essence, the existence of the fund to 2030. There is also a repeal date or a sunset clause in the section of statute on the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative. And I've attached both of these chapters of statute to the bill analysis. The section on the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative is set to repeal on December 31st, 2026. And what I'd specifically like to note about that is that the surcharges that are deposited into the Lobster Legal Defense Fund, as far as I'm aware and as far as I could find, they only exist in the statute of the Lobster Marketing Collaborative. They don't exist anywhere else. They're unique to that statute. So if they go away, if the committee would like to move forward with a 2030 extension, that will need to be considered. Otherwise, the fund will be funded by nothing starting in January 1st, 2027, those surcharges won't exist anymore. And I also just wanted to note that there is that report back requirement of DMR in Public Law 2021, Chapter 755, which is again attached. It requires the department to come back to the committee with a report that And there's specific authorization for the committee to report out legislation. And that would come in February of 2024. And there is a preliminary fiscal impact statement, which touches on the bill as written, just to be clear. And that is all I've got for you on LD 710.
Thank you. Questions for Elena? Yes.
If I picked up what you laid down.
Oh, good one.
Is that we are going to have to extend that intake from 2027 out to 2030 for funding, this funding on the.
That would be an option. Yeah. There, you know. Broadly, the point that I was trying to make was that, yes, the statute that establishes the money that goes into the fund is set to repeal prior to the proposed extension.
Had a sunset prior to 2030.
Correct, yeah.
And this language takes it the new proposal out to 2030, so therefore we'd have to go back and extend that sunset. Is that an option?
That's an option. Yes, that would be an option, would be to change the sunset.
Representative Crafts.
Good afternoon. I'll just introduce myself. Lydia Crafts, House District 46. I apologize for missing earlier. I would like to make a motion of ought to pass with an amendment to reduce the time from the sunset clause proposed in Representative Falkingham's to the current sunset date of the marketing collaborative.
So essentially the amendment would be to align the availability of the funds of the Lobster Legal Defense Fund to the same date as the gotcha.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Okay, discussion. I have a piece of discussion. My understanding is that this is something, what are the words for it? There is already going to be a diversion of some of the money from the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative. And this bill would extend that to have it be on an annual basis
until
2027 or whatever the year was. However, we have not yet had a year where that money has been diverted yet. Is what I said correct? But anybody who knows, right? So we haven't seen the impact of that money being diverted from the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative yet at this point. I think part of me is a little concerned that if we do that without seeing what the effect, if we extended that money being moved without seeing the effect of what it would or could do, that we might be putting the cart before the horse. I'm not sure. All right, other discussion. I'm done with me. Representative Landry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So our choice is to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
And or the other option is to send it to the appropriations table and hope they're going to spend the money. Pass the original bill.
Ooh, that's a whole different can of worms.
Yeah.
Representative Strout.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I go back to, if this is just clarification.
Yes.
These funds would be coming in from lobster fishermen's purchasing of their licenses, correct? That helps to feed both the current. So for that money to go and help support them to continue an industry for the amount that they're asking out of that total budget of their own money, I don't feel that that's a big ask when if you don't have an industry, I don't know what you're going to market. So,
yeah,
I mean, that would be, I mean, that's still my understanding. It's a $1.9 million budget. And so there would still be $1.4 million to do the marketing. And this small amount from those tags purchasing would go to help support them having an industry. So I don't know where that's, if that's how that is intended, then.
Can we have the DMR come up real quick? Because I'm wondering about where we are in this legal battle currently. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Senator Redding, Representative Hepler, members of the committee, Pat Kelleher, DMR. I've got a lot of different thoughts on this piece in regards to the collaborative. The value of the collaborative is beyond marketing. The work that they're doing from a right whale perspective is something that DMR does not have the bandwidth for while we focus on other areas. I'm not going to speak for MLA who's present, but I would say that's likely the same for them because of the work that they're doing. So I would caution you not to think about it just from a marketing perspective, right? That piece is very important. So if you take the 380 out of the equation on an annual basis, they have still have to prioritize the right whale work and have less to do meaningful marketing work. And that marketing work was very meaningful throughout this time. But I mean, I take your point, Representative Strout, about not having anything to market. But they will have something to market for the next 6 years, right? And if we have anything to do with it, for a hell of a lot longer than that. I did that again. My apologies. You're going to have to get a jar out, I think.
Then we won't need
it. Coffee club. So I'm concerned about that. I'm very concerned about the precedent of using YEMA fund, right? I've made that very clear. If I could follow your theme, Senator Rennie, we've kind of mapped this out on a graph that I think Deidre could walk you through.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the middle of an appeal that we are, from a state's perspective, we're cautiously optimistic we're going to have a good outcome. We won't know that for about 4 months. So we have some information that may better guide us on what we need to expend money on after this session, likely after the session ends. So one thought would be to table this bill, see where we end up. In the meantime, we'll take money from the collaborative on these next two cycles to be able to use for reimbursement to the MLU and the MLA. We could then see what the impact is. And then this committee would have the information to say the industry needs more money and make a decision with better information. And if you would like, Madam Chairs, we could have Deidre pass out a graph just so you can see that from a
timing perspective. I would love to see the graph, if that is fine with everybody. I know I'm going to have questions for the MLA. Does anybody else have a question for Commissioner Kelleher before he goes? Representative Thorne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just curious on the flip side of that coin. What if the Lobster Legal Defense Fund needs money and it hasn't been collected and it's unable to cover the cost of a legal in between now and then? Yeah. Just food for thought.
Yeah.
And then the other part is, I guess I'm not sure what the Lobster Legal Defense Fund does with that money if they don't require to use it. Is that something they can forward back to the Marketing Collaborative, for example, if they felt that was an appropriate use of it?
Yeah, it reverts back.
Okay.
Funds revert back.
Okay, so...
So the timing piece of this is what we could show you in the graph.
Yeah.
Right. Because we're collecting money last year, this year. We haven't even done reimbursements yet because we hadn't collected all the money yet. And and the way the statute is set up, it's on an annual basis.
Mm-hmm.
So we get through the year where we've been working with the controller's office to make sure that we're asking for the right information, right, from an audit perspective.
Right.
We have to make sure that we're actually reimbursing for a valid expense. And then we'll be collecting more money so we can do one reimbursement this year, one reimbursement next year. We'll know, hopefully sooner rather than later, whether we're going to need more. But then you would be making this decision with that information.
We could have one. You can take one and pass it down. Representative Till.
Thank you. This is, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but this one seems to be confusing me a little bit. It sounds to me like there's money coming from the Lobster Marketing Collaborative to the Legal Defense Fund. And at the same time, we're trying to get $500,000 from the general fund. So they'll get two pots of money?
No.
This one says general fund. It's the amendment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But my suggestion was going to be, as was just suggested, that we carry this bill over until next year, because that would give us at least this year's information.
Yeah.
And then we can come back and visit either way we want to go on this.
Yeah.
So that's...
Representative Dill is a Kelleher from God. Do you know I confuse people? So,
No, we have a motion on the table already. Chairwoman Hepler.
Oh, I like that. Thank you, Madam Chair. So, in other words, like,
it's behind you. This is,
what does it say?
God, now, like, oh, this thing does not even understand me.
I've seen what it did to Representative Fockingham's name when you were here last night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Moving right on.
Sorry, Representative Fockingham. I know you're listening. So my so I just want to clarify that the money is still being collected for, if we were to carry this over, the money would still be collected for the collaborative, because the bill that we passed last year puts that in there until next year.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
What's it saying?
Representative Thorne.
And my other concern is that I don't like the amendment just because it comes from general fund money. And the whole point of this lobster legal defense fund was coming from lobstermen were funding it.
Yeah, the amendment says it is not coming from general fund anymore. It should only be coming from other special revenues.
Okay. I heard half the conversation. So
okay.
I bet.
Representative Crafts.
I would like to withdraw my motion.
I think that's fine.
And make a new motion.
Who was the second? Representative Thorne?
Yeah.
Representative Crafts would like to withdraw the previous motion. Do you have any thoughts on that? Can you turn? Yep.
I seconded her motion, so I'll withdraw my second.
Okay. In that case, back to Representative Crafts.
Then I would like to make a motion to carry over.
Or table. I think you have to table.
No. If you table it, that.
Yeah.
It's if a work you table session. It, it's sitting here.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the session, it could go away because usually we don't table things to the second session. So if we carry it over, we're allowed we can carry over X amount of bills.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we should be doing is carrying this over, not tabling it.
Yep.
Have we gotten the instructions about carrying over? I guess that's where we.
I feel confident that I will second this motion.
Okay.
To carry over this bill.
Yeah. But just was that. No.
Yes. For sure. Right. Do you want to talk more? What's up? Okay. Go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Discussion.
And then we're going
to. Could we invite Ms. McCarron up to.
Thank you.
That's.
I'm sorry, through the chair.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah. Please.
I'm going to call myself God.
Really? Well,
yeah. Thank you. I think my question would be, do you support this motion at hand?
Hi, welcome. And, yeah. Thank you, Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, members of the committee. I'm Patrice McCarron. I'm the policy director of Maine Lobstermen's Association, have been heavily involved in the legal defense of the industry for more years than I care to admit. I do support carrying it over. The association does not support taking lobster marketing collaborative money. It's been tricky because we discussed this with our members, with our board as a general fund bill. And the amendment is still not posted online. So it hasn't been made widely available. So I would be very, very nervous about reallocating money that the industry is paying in. I also wanted to say that we have been raising money for MLA's legal defense from the industry. Lobstermen have stepped up to the table. Dealers have stepped up to the table. It has been the sole reason why we're able to bring litigation against the federal government. So in our view, we'd like to see the state as a whole step up and back this and not pull more money directly from the lobstermen's pockets. So we kind of see this a little bit differently. They're already paying and we don't want them to stop contributing to us on their own because they'll say, oh, you're already taking our licensing surcharge. And then the only other thing I wanted to mention, it was said that Representative Falkingham mentioned that during the 6-year period, there would be anticipated, you know, a lot more court cases potentially. The 6-year pause means that nothing can happen on the Atlantic Large Wheel Take Reduction Plan until 2029. This fund can only be used to represent litigation on that plan. Until there's a change in the plan, there is nothing new to litigate. So the environmentalists have a case ongoing, which isn't quite closed. I mean, that could potentially be appealed or drag on a little bit. There could be some expenses there. MLA's case was really an Endangered Species Act case, which we have one claim against this plan. So it does qualify for reimbursement. That's in appeal. So if either of those cases close, there is nothing that would fall under the narrow scope of this until a new action is taken, because they have to do something for us to sue. There are plenty of other places we could sue over the whale rules, but they would not be covered or reimbursable. And we have to have the money to take action. And this has been a reimbursement. So until the reimbursements catch up, we still have to raise the money to take action. So certainly the sentiment is greatly appreciated. I put in our testimony, we could bill out $880,000 in reimbursements to this fund based on 2021 and 2022. We spent over 1.3 million, but for things that wouldn't qualify for this. So just to give you an idea of sort of where we're at as an association, but our board was not comfortable taking that reimbursement from the collaborative.
Mm. All right. Yes, Chairwoman Hepler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thanks, Patrice, for being here and for explaining that. So when there is enough money in the collaborative, as we set up the Lobster Legal Defense Fund last year, you would be submitting the 880,000 or somewhere?
To my read, the statute is silent on time periods. So the litigation, we actually entered the first litigation relevant to the plan in 2018 when we intervened in the environmentalist case. So potentially we would have invoices that would go back to 2018, but the bulk of our expenses began in September of 2021.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that, you know, when we actually filed the lawsuit in 2021, that 2022 reimbursements, when the fees were collected, wouldn't speak strictly to that 2022 year. And I think that that flexibility is there, but we've yet to go through that process. And then we have to figure out a way to put our confidential legal invoices on the public record in a way that will meet the state's requirements, but not say more than we want discoverable in the public record about a legal strategy. So I don't really know how it's all going to work out. I think the first payment is going to be relatively small. It will take probably the full year to really build those fees up to have some meaningful contribution to knock down some of those bills.
Okay. With that, are we ready for a vote on carrying over?
Still, if I may, I have a question.
Yes.
I mean, I can understand you got a fund and you don't want anybody going in taking money out of your fund. You want to be able to do 100% of it. But as I understand it, the Lobster Legal Defense Fund was formed by lobstermen with lobsterman money. Am I correct in that?
I think you might be confusing the MLA's own legal defense fund with the lobster.
No, I'm talking about this.
So that was formed by the legislature.
One. Yeah, this one, the Lobster Legal Defense Fund.
That was formed by the legislature. So the Maine Lobstermen's Association, ironically, did not support taking the lobster marketing collaborative.
But it was at that time. By lobstermen. It goes to lobstermen, correct? The lobstermen, the legal defense fund.
So it was formed by the legislature for reimbursement to either the Maine Lobstermen's Association or the Maine Lobstering Union for expenses incurred for the legal defense for issues associated with the federal whale.
Right. Things that you may decide not to do or that they didn't want to use general funds to defend, correct? That they could use it at their discretion?
The statute is very prescriptive,
right,
in what we could request reimbursement for.
But not for this.
For that.
This isn't you though, is it?
No, this is the fund that she could apply for reimbursements from.
Okay.
So they, please correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding is you have your own legal defense fund that you are using for these purposes, but you can apply for reimbursements from this fund on very specific things.
Correct.
Right.
They both happen to sort of be called the lobster legal thing. Defense
fund. Just to make it real clear.
The distinction. Right. It was just the distinction of the two in saying that this was necessary because you were limited in other capacities to take legal action because of funding sources.
I think that that might have been the intention, but that's not how it actually works. The MLA cannot take legal action unless we are successfully raising money through our own legal defense fund, because we've received $0.00 from the state, mm-hmm. and we've paid out almost $1.5 million towards the legal defense of the industry. So, so in time, it will catch up. So at the end of 2024, we may have received $180,000. I don't know what the DMR's fees would be. And that we could then have in our bank account moving forward, but it will likely be late in 2024 that we would have a meaningful nest egg from this fund to then proactively continue to move forward with litigation. So it's just, it's got a, like a 2-year lag before we actually realize spendable cash from the legislatively created fund that we could be reimbursed from.
And it's not restricted in any way.
It is restricted in that we can only request reimbursement if we took litigation to fight the federal whale plan specifically. So that's one of many horrible things that the federal government does to the lobster industry on whales. So it is
specific.
It is limited in terms of the scope of work that the Maine Lobstermen's Association is doing to try to keep this industry going.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, Representative Eaton.
It's not a question for you, Patrice. I'm sorry. It's kind of an in general, like, could I get a breakdown of what the timeline might look like if we carry this over? There's $500,000 in the general fund for 2023 to 2024.
Not in the general fund.
Not in the general.
There's in the so it'd be other special revenues. So the money that was coming from these lobster license surcharges that would have all been going to the Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative, a portion of that would be siphoned off and put into this lobster legal defense fund.
Right.
That I'm seeing nodding. So I think that's accurate.
Okay. So if we carry over, there wouldn't be a delay though, right? If we carry over to next year, it's not like we'd miss a year that money would.
My understanding is we would not, because it is already been passed a thing. Yes, that's going to happen regardless.
Right.
So this is more about extending it past even the next couple years.
Okay.
So
that answered my question.
Cool. All right.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Are we ready for a vote? Any other questions?
Okay.
Welcome back, Linda. Yes. Will you turn your... Thank you.
This technically is the type of vote where she doesn't have to get up there and... I mean, this is just kind of an internal vote to the committee, so
it's like a straw poll thing.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a roll call, but I just thought I would bring that up. So
yeah, I would love some like Jim's notes instead of Cliff's notes on these Robert rules. I tell you. thank you for taking a stroll. To be honest. Okay, so how about all opposed, just in case? Oh, all right. We got one opposed and all in favor of carrying this over? Okay, the in favors have it. Yes, okay. Yes, Elena?
I just have one other thing for the committee, but I'll wait until this work session is closed.
With that, I'm going to close the work session on LD 710. Boop. Thank you so much. Other business, Elena?
Yep. So this will be pretty quick. I do have a handout. Let me go get that. And then I'll just one quick thing that we ought to put on our agenda.
Yeah.